Lessons from Professor Pam on Nursing and Midwifery. I've had many learned professors. When I think of them, my heart fills with appreciation. Of all the instructors, my wife has been the master teacher. Classes with her are still ongoing, for I have much yet to learn. As I look back on 40 years in her classroom, I could write books on lessons learned from Pamela. One of the amazing courses I've taken with Professor Pam has been in nursing and midwifery. Sometimes she brings into the classroom living illustrations of her sagacity. I remember the names of four particular sessions: Brian, Teresa, Anna, and Claire. Pam has escorted and welcomed many other babies into the world. There are passages in Scripture I would never appreciate as I do without this particular class in nursing and midwifery. I've seen laboring in prayer through the eyes of someone who has helped others labor in childbirth. I've seen the wonder of bringing hidden and unseen realities into the world through childbirth. Paul knew how to labor in prayer for saints to come forth healthy and mature. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. Galatians 4:19. I've come to see labor pains do not leave us in futility, but productively bring forth kingdom life. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a child has been born into the world. John 16:21. Pam has helped me see God as the first midwife. He helps us bring forth the things which have been seated within us. Eve said, "I have given birth to a man by the help of the Lord." His attending voice gives the strength and courage to bring forth. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calve. Psalm 29:9. We won't run out of steam to give birth if we stay connected to our midwife. We will be delivered. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? Isaiah 66:9. The scope of the reality of giving birth goes even to the national level. I've had intense spiritual experiences and moments in prayer where, for all the world, I felt I was laboring in childbirth. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen things like this? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Isaiah 66, 7-8. I know we men will never appreciate labor and delivery as women do. But still, it is a good course for us to take, for the spiritual parallels are everywhere. I'm blessed to have a woman in my house who has tutored me in many classes, including spiritual nursing and midwifery. Professor Pam is cute. I hope to be on my best behavior and become the teacher's pet.